From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good afternoon. It's 12:03 in downtown Rochester, 70. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating the shooting of a police officer in St. Peter. Authorities say it happened around 8 o'clock last night in the community of 12,000 people. St. Peter police said the officer was taken to a medical facility. Still no update on the officer's condition has been given. No other information is available. A Rochester man who is already in custody for felony assault charges is now facing two counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. A new criminal complaint filed against 23-year-old Justin Taylor Duingavala Nyahuan alleges that he sexually assaulted an intoxicated 15-year-old girl at his Rochester home in March. The alleged sex assault occurred about a week before he allegedly attacked a juvenile female with a box cutter. He remains in the Olmsted County Jail on $25,000 bail. A Twin Cities woman is facing multiple decades in prison for the second-degree murder of her 18-month-old child. 24-year-old Maggie Elizabeth Young was accused of giving the toddler a lethal amount of sleeping pills at a home in Champlin in mid-January. The criminal complaint says she gave the child the pills after a court ruling granted the victim's father custody of the toddler. The court document indicates Yang had also tried to take her own life. Yang pleaded guilty to the second-degree murder charge through a plea agreement that calls for an aggravated 35-year prison sentence. And most of the access to St. Mary's Hospital will be restored starting on Monday. The intersection of 2nd Street and 14th Avenue Southwest will partially reopen to allow 2nd Street traffic to access 14th Avenue from the west. The entire intersection has been closed since June 8th to accommodate work for the Link Bus Rapid Transit line. Twins completing a sweep of the Texas Rangers, winning 9-3 yesterday. They now head to Arizona for a weekend series with the Diamondbacks. Coverage of Game 1 starts at 8 tonight here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. More news on the KROC News app and at KROCnews.com. Time for the weather eye.